Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
Back in my day, I could steal any car I pleased. I could drive anything. But you whippersnappers can't drive. Just a chicken sandwich.
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I am John, here with Jamie, with the look of possibly disgust on his face.
I mean, I don't know that we've ever gone full impression or accent during the opening. You went, I don't know, somewhere between Hank Hill and Bill Dotrieve on that one.
It just felt right, man. I had zero planning. And yeah, dude, today is a fun crime. I mean, you've called me out for bringing you like really hard stuff on this. So I thought I would go lighthearted today.
I greatly appreciate that. And just looking through the title here, I'm pretty excited. This is something I think I'll enjoy. Go ahead and get us rolling.
All right. So today we're going to roll into, I don't know, you guys at your house, I pick up your kids sometimes for school, and you guys have like the remote start where you heat your cars,
yeah,
like by pushing a button. My wife's car has that. Mine does not. So one of the things I hate the most is having to walk out in the cold, start the car, come back in and let it set for 10 minutes or whatever. Well, apparently there was a family doing this because January 23rd, 2018, there was a quiet little town about 20 miles northwest of Boston, Billerica. I don't know how you say it. And the temperatures were hovering around 20 degrees. And so it was cold. So family went out to start their car, a 2006 Toyota Corolla, which was parked just down the street, and it was warming up, and the owner of the car was going inside to a convenience store real quick while it warmed up to get some snacks, I guess.
Now, if you're from a cold area, or even from an area that gets all the weather and it's cold sometimes, you know the drill. You go in, you let it heat up, you have to scrape the ice, which is my least favorite part because your hands get super cold, but you're leaving your car running. And that is certainly, especially if you're at a store or something, like there are strangers around. Depending on where you live in an apartment complex, there could be danger for somebody to say, hey, there's a running car. I can just jump in and steal it. So this guy, and we're going to call him Sticky Fingers, apparently, sees his chance at this store. He slides into the driver's seat, really excited to steal a car. Feels like he's in his own heist movie. The engine's running, the heat is starting to warm up, and he's ready to make an escape. But there's one big problem, John, and I love it. What's the problem?
Well, the problem is he didn't know how to drive a stick shift. So he jumped in this car thinking it was going to be an automatic, and he couldn't drive it. So
go ahead and let's talk about what that means. A stick shift is a manual transmission. So when you're driving it, you have a clutch you push in and you have, it's called a stick, but a gear shift where you change gears. The faster you go, the slower you go. And then in reverse, you manually change all of your gears. Whereas most cars, an automatic transmission, you push the gas and steer and you're all set. So it takes, you have to know how to do this properly or else the car is just going to keep shutting down.
Right. And, you know, I learned how to drive a stick shift when I was 15 years old. It was not easy. In fact, I had a hard time with it. I don't know if you did or not, but for me, one of the biggest problems was once I figured out how to finally get it to drive and go through all the gears, if you are stopped at a stop sign or a red light and you push in the clutch and let off the brake, your car is rolling backwards. So yeah, that was, once I figured out how to get the car to move, my next skill I had to learn was how to get it to move quick so that I wouldn't roll backwards into a car.
There's a lot going on. It is not easy. Yeah. And when we were learning to drive, it was much more difficult to change the gears. The clutch was harder to push. The gears were, I drive a stick shift now. I drive a 6-speed and it's super easy. But
once
if somebody else got in it, they were done. They would be done.
The funniest thing about this is, Jamie, the guy fled. He realized not able to do this. He left a sticky note that said, "I couldn't steal your car. It's really nice. Can't drive stick shift."
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, at least he was, I don't know, if there's a glimmer of silver lining, it's that he left a note to say, kudos, you have your car. I tried to steal it, but I couldn't drive it. So is your car that you drive more safe and secure than mine because mine is an automatic and yours is a manual? Have we reached a point in civilization where your car has a built-in anti-theft device?
So when I went to pick my car up, I got it from Carvana, and I used the car vending machine, and the guy who was supposed to drive it out of the little compartment couldn't drive a stick. So he had to go get a coworker to come drive it. So we're talking people that work with cars for a living, not knowing how to drive it. So yeah, I think there's an extra element of security. Surely some people can, but I think I would love to see the percentage of people surveyed who say they can drive a stick. I bet it's really small.
It's got it. And when we were kids, I feel like, I don't know that it was 50-50 as far as how many cars were automatic versus how many were manual, but it was a much greater percentage than it is now. I think I would say 95% of cars manufactured today are automatic. But back when we were growing up, I would say it was probably 30% or more were manual.
It felt like a lot. And at least the culture that you and I grew up in, I feel like learning to drive, that was kind of the, I don't know, I tease my teenage driver right now. Like, I drive my car. I change the gears. I use the clutch. He steers his car.
Yeah.
He pushes the gas and steers. If he wants to learn to drive, he's going to have to use my car.
There was almost like a shaming that happened if we knew someone that didn't know how. It was like, oh, your parents don't love you?
Right. Not tough enough, are you?
So this guy has been identified. He's been found. He was not charged with theft of a car because he technically didn't steal it, but they did charge him with criminal trespassing.
Yeah.
He was ticketed. But I don't know, Jamie. I just thought this one was fun, and I wanted to talk a little bit about cars.
So yeah.
It's a win-win.
Yeah, and I hopefully he learned his lesson, and other people will learn for this that don't steal cars. Just a bad move all around. And that's why we should bring back more manual transmissions. But this was a fun one. I will sleep better tonight knowing that my vehicle is more safe than my wife's. And that makes me happy. But yeah, thanks for bringing us this, John. It's been another crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.